This is Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
Anyone involved in passing off horse meat as beef will be punished. That's the Prime Minister's message today. Also tonight, agriculture ministers from around Europe are meeting in Brussels as UK companies find themselves under investigation for the first time. Here's Newsbeat's politics reporter Dave Howard.
Earlier today, Dafydd Rhys invited BBC cameras into his processing plant, Farmbox Meats, outside Aberystwyth.
Horse meat is delivered, it's cut up, and it's taken from here to Belgium.
Also on site were investigators from the food watchdog, the FSA.
We've seized everything we found there and all their documentation and have involved the police forces.
FSA spokesman Andrew Rhodes. They claim, either accidentally or deliberately, Farmbox processed horse meat from the Peter Body Slaughterhouse in West Yorkshire, which got wrongly labelled as beef. Both companies strongly deny any wrongdoing. Farmbox also say that they get their horse meat from an Irish company, not from Peter Body at all.
The horse meat is cut, boxed and sent away. And then we do beef on another day. There is absolutely no cross-contamination.
Six UK abattoirs are licensed to kill horses, with five actually doing so at the moment. Officially, they killed nearly 9,500 between them last year. Almost all went overseas, but not for legal reasons, just because there's no UK market for horse meat.
The consumer is being defrauded.
Environment Secretary Owen Paterson talking about the scandal before heading into a meeting tonight with other EU agriculture ministers. He also says expect more bad news soon. Supermarkets have until Friday to test meat products they're selling.
It is absolutely wrong that a consumer in any European country should purchase a processed beef product and find that it contains horse.
So, how is this ongoing row affecting our shopping habits? Newsbeat's Declan Harvey is at a butcher's in Londonderry.
Mark runs this butcher's in the centre of Derry City.
And this is your man's. And then we have the beef burgers. They're 100% beef.
And where's the horse here?
No.
All the meat can be traced back to local farms.
We know there's definitely a lot of new faces through the door that we haven't seen before.
One group called the Q Guild, who represent butchers in England, Scotland and Wales, say sales are rising. Mark says it's hard to be exact in his shop.
They all say the same thing. Now, this is, we're all going to stick to our local butchers. We don't trust the big supermarkets anymore. You know, that seems to be the general feeling about the customers come in.
Another butcher just a few doors down from Mark said his existing customers seem a lot more interested in where the meat has come from. So, has the discovery of horse meat in some products like lasagna ready meals made people think again? We asked Damien.
I would probably go to the butcher's now instead of going to the supermarket. You know what you're going to be eating.
Would you be able to cook a lasagna now if you went and bought beef instead of your ready-made lasagna?
I wouldn't be able to cook a lasagna, no.
So if you want lasagna, you're going to have to risk getting horse?
I'll have to risk it, aye.
But the fact is, most other people we've spoken to in Derry don't seem to mind the thought of a bit of horse.
I really don't care that much. It's a delicacy in some countries, isn't it? Fine. Tasty and lean, yeah, why not?
I'm quite addicted to the ready-made lasagnas.
It doesn't bother me. There's horse meat on it.
Apart from Nora, even talking about the horse meat scandal makes her queasy.
No, nowhere anymore. Off it completely.
You've gone off meat?
It's hurting my stomach, just the thought of it.
Lots of you have said the same on the Newsbeat Facebook page. Ministers are still keen to point out that horse meat is perfectly healthy to eat, but there are major concerns that the exact source of this meat is difficult to trace. Newsbeat.